The Volume.
Catching Fades is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Catching Fades, Aqib Talib here. We got my dog, offensive, player of the year?
Yeah.
Pro Bowl, All Pro, Chris Johnson. What's up, my boy?
What's up, chilling, bro? Just cooling, man.
You good?
Yeah, everything good, man. Just chilling down here in this hot weather down in Florida.
It's 104 or something like that in Dallas right now. It's crazy out here right now.
Ooh, yeah, that Texas heat, man.
It's ugly. It's ugly out here right now. What you got going though, man? What's up? How retirement, my boy?
Man, just chilling, man. I'm going on year three of retirement, man. And you know, anytime like trying to transition, man, like going from, you know, being in the league and, you know, being on the schedule, like your whole life, man, since we probably been in little league to high school, to college, to the pros, just being on the schedule and then like just finishing, like trying to get into something, transitioning to something. So now, you know, I've been real focused on, I just opened up a coffee shop. Just Love Coffee down here in Orlando. So yeah. I've been really, really focusing on that, man, and just, you know, just trying to get over the bumps and stuff like that, man, and get it running smoothly.
Yeah, you already know. It's that's when I always say that's when our shit really start. We had that money pouring in.
Yeah.
Then we get to a point where we got to make that money move. That shit ain't coming in no more. So you already know you got to get to it.
Yeah, it ain't coming in. You retire and then and you see it keep going out. You like, man,
yeah.
I got to get into something, man. And, you know, even me, like, getting into business, I thought it was going to be easy, like, shit. I thought I was going to be able to open up a shop, sit back, and let it just stack. Nah, man, like, you have to put more money into it. You be like, dang it.
You got
to
work.
Yeah, you got to
get out that hole.
You got to get out that hole, man. And, you know, it just hustle. Like, and, you know, a lot of times you can take that same mindset and some of the same lessons that we learned with playing football and put it towards that business, you know what I'm saying? Doing some of the same things as far as grinding, like having to jump over hurdles, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So
adversity, everything, all that shit gonna come up in that business, man. You already know.
Yeah, all that has been a million times. Like I said, man, I'm ready to quit. But, you know, we built for it, man. We ain't quitting that, man. We're gonna keep it going.
Got to. So you from Orlando, right?
Yeah, Orlando.
How you get to East Carolina?
Man, it was crazy, bro. Like me coming up, like, you know, I ain't know too much about the camps, none of that, man. I played ball, ran track. You know what I'm saying? Just focused on that and stuff like that. And my senior year, I broke my leg, so I missed like the first 7 games. I ended up playing like the last 4 games of the season, still rushed for 1,000 yards in the last 4 games of the season. Yeah. But my grades went up to par. I probably had like, man, when my senior year started, bro, I probably had like a 2.2, bro, 2.3. So me trying to pass the damn ACT to SAT, man, it was crazy. So I'm like, man, I got to go a different route. So I had to go to night school, bro. So the whole time playing ball, and even after then, even when track season started, I had to go to school during the day, go to practice, then come back and go to night school.
Yeah.
You know, pulling my GPA up or whatever, and then I end up passing the SAT or whatever. But, man, that's happened. That was my only – well, I had them and I had Connecticut. Connecticut wanted to come and play corner, and ECU was letting me play running back. So that was my only 2 D1 offers.
Yeah, had to go touch the rock, though. You
know I had to go touch the rock, man. if I can go back, though, if I was smarter, I think I would have made that transition.
CJ, no.
Okay, bruh.
Nah, bro, you a legend, fam. You a legend,
I understand
bro.
That. I never take none of that back. But the reason
definitely
why I said
not the
that.
Legend shit.
Bruh. But listen, y'all, you're 10, 11, 12, y'all still making $10-15 million a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bruh, after we get past year 8, they want to give us lead minimum.
I feel that. But
like on the financial
football needs CJ2K, baby. You know what I'm saying? The running back version of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wouldn't even be CJ2K. Yeah. If he wasn't a running back. You feel me?
Yeah, you're right about that. I won't take nothing of that. But if I can redo it, I'm telling you what route I would have went.
I feel that. So your last year at East Carolina, I seen you on TV one time. I'm like, damn, bro, going ham. Return. I seen it on the kickoff return, but you had 1,400 rushing, 500 receiving, and had 1,000 on kickoff return, right? What you remember about that last year right there?
Man, it was crazy, man. It was crazy because the year before then, I wanted to leave early. I wanted to come out my junior year, but I ended up hurting my toe. And when I came back from a toe injury, I had turf toe. So I missed like 4 weeks. 4 or 5 weeks, but you know, even when you come back, it's still gonna be messing with you or whatever. Right. So when I come back, my coach ain't giving me my position back, man. He ain't let me start. So that messed me up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so mad at my coach. Bro, I'm so mad at my coach. I'm like, man, I'm leaving anyways. So I turned my paper in, get my draft grade back, trying to get my grade. Like, it came back like 6th, 7th round. I'm like, man, I know I'm finna run a 4-2. I at least go fourth round.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he called me in the office, talking to him, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he convinced me to stay or whatever. So I'm like, man, okay, sure. I ain't got nothing to lose. I got a 6th, 7th round grade. I ain't got nothing to lose. So, you know, man, that's probably one of the hardest off seasons I ever worked. And you know how them college workouts is. They brutal, man. Yeah, running the realest ones. Like, but I was pulling 2 a day. Like, after we got done with workouts, I come back later that night, get another workout in. Know what I'm saying? So, but man, that year, man, it was amazing, bro. It was like, man, that year felt just like my 2,000-yard season in the NFL.
That shit definitely was special. That was my last year in football too. You feel me? College football. So
yeah,
I was tuned in. We watching that shit. So then you hit the combine, right? You 4-2-4 it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the year you just put in, and well, it's 4-2-4. That's the fastest ever.
Ross came and ran a 4-2-2.
Ross ran the 4-2-2. All right, so put in that second fastest time. At the time, it was the fastest ever, though.
Yeah, it was the fastest ever at the time, yeah.
So you came, you ran the fastest time ever at the combine, boom. With the season you just put in, you knew you was first round, huh?
Yeah, I knew I was first round. But it still was crazy.
It was a lot of backs in our draft, huh?
Man, listen, all them juniors came out. I'm like,
yeah.
I was the number one rated senior running back, but sure, you know, then 4 juniors come out. I'm like, wow. So that automatically they dropped me down to the 5th running back. You know what I'm saying? I'm hot. So I'm like, man, I know these backs ain't better than me, but you know, they went to the big schools or whatever, man. But it still worked out. All 5 of us still went in the first round.
Yep.
And I feel like I had out of all us in that draft.
Out of all y'all in that draft, who you like? Who you like? How I go?
Who I like?
Yeah, how I go.
If from 1 to 5,
yeah, how I go, y'all.
Of course, I'm gonna say me.
Of course, me too. I'm gonna say me too.
Yeah. I had the best rookie season, and I feel like I had the best career. But if I could put them, I would say me 1. I say Jonathan Stewart was 2. 3. I always liked him in Fatten.
Yeah, you got to put him back. He got to be top 3.
Yeah, then Mendenhall, then Felix Jones.
Okay. That's probably my order right there, too.
Same order.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with an epic summer games bonus. Just place your first bet of at least $10 on any summer game sport and get a $100 bonus. Bet at least $20 and you'll get a $200 bonus. That's a bonus up to $200, regardless of the outcome of the bet. To get you started, here's my pick. I'll take Team USA basketball -12 on Monday night against Spain. Remember, you get the bonus on any summer game event, any basketball, baseball, soccer, track and field, and more until August 8th. Promotions like this, just one of the reasons, FanDuel's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and the payouts are fast. Get paid in as little as 24 hours. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N, and go for the gold today. That's the promo code Colin. 21 plus and present in Colorado, Indiana, or New Jersey. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required, $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gaming problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, and 1-800-GAMBLER in Jersey.
So, your rookie year, you finished second in the little in the rookie of the year. Matt Ryan won that thing. You should have won that thing though.
Man, you know that, man. I can't. They keep playing my top, man.
Hey. I thought it was yours. We thought it was yours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You had what you had? 1,014 tubs.
Nah, I had 1,200 and 14 tubs.
Look, 1,214 tubs. Look, it was hard.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, he led them. I don't even know what their record was, but he hopped in and he played good for him. I know he put some numbers up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roddy White. I was in the same division as him, so.
Yeah.
I know he did his thing too, man, but I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you know how that quarterback thing, bro, it's crazy that you even say that. You know how that quarterback thing is, but
yeah.
They brought me my rookie year and they came back and did me the same way my second year with the MVP. Yeah.
With the 2K, that's when you turned to 2K.
Yeah, when I went 2K, they gave it to Peyton Manning, man. They gave the MVP to Peyton Manning.
So that second season, you had 2,000.
Yeah.
14 tubs again.
Yeah.
And you don't even remember. You don't know what Peyton had, huh? He went crazy, though?
He went crazy, but he done had a better season than what he had.
Yeah, and 09, our second year?
Yeah, our second year. See, what everybody say 2K, but people keep forgetting about I had 2,500 all-purpose yards.
Yeah, you had the receiving too. Always had the receiving though. You always had the receiving. What you remember about that year though, the CJ 2K year? What was that moment in that year when you was like, bro, I'm going stupid?
Bro, when I got to like week 10 and I had like 1,400 yards. Like, you know, we pay attention to stats, but
yeah,
I went in like two just all focused in on it. And then like, I still remember to this day, like I'm sitting at the house and what was it? Sports Center or something came on and they was talking about it and they called me CJ2K, right? Yeah. And then they put then they put the stat, they put the little thing up, 1,400. I'm like, dang, this is crazy. And know what I'm saying? I got 6 more weeks to get to 2,000. I'm already at 1,400. Yeah. Man, let's run it. And then ever since then, man, it was crazy, bro. That season was crazy.
Yeah, so you went crazy that year, had some good years after that, a couple good years after that. Then you held out, boom. You had to hold out to get the bag. You see these dudes holding out 9 days, man. What you put on the value of running back 9 days, man? How you think they undervalue the position?
They definitely do. That's why I said, like, when I was saying earlier in the interview, like, if I go back, what I would have did. But it's like you got to do so much just to get paid as a running back, man. It's like, bro, I went for 2,000 yards and I still had to hold out. Know what I'm saying? I had to hold out and I went for 2,000 yards. Right. Bro, it's other positions, bro, that don't have to do nearly as much, and they getting paid, don't have to hold out no nothing. Like, if I can go back and do it again, I don't think I would have held. I probably did it differently. Like, I probably would have showed up, but not practice or something like that. Because when I did come back, I was just so out of shape. And that's probably, like, one of my worst years of my whole career, because I ain't really getting my groove until about week 7, week 8. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. No training camp, no nothing. I had to jump in there on the fly, but man, these running backs, like, it's crazy for us to get our money. We got to do what we got to do, and we got to get it now, because even once you get to year 5, 6, they already looking for your replacement.
Exactly.
As a running back, you got a chance to get One big deal. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like they undervalue it too, man. You got guys like Zeke, Melvin Gordon, right. Kamara, you know what I'm saying? Yourself, guys like y'all should have to hold out. You are, they different, fam. You know these guys different. They upgrading your team. So guys like y'all should have to hold out. So I definitely think the position undervalued like a motherfucker in the league. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you had your 2000, did you ever think that somebody else would hit that 2000 before Derrick Henry did?
The crazy thing about it, I always thought somebody would, because you know we still had AP out there. You know, You already got AP out there. Can't never count AP out. But after AP did it, I ain't gonna lie, man. I didn't think nobody else gonna do it because of the way that the league is now. It's more of a passing league. You know what I'm saying? But I always said if somebody was gonna be able to do it, it was gonna have to be a back that was on the running team. And it's just they backfield, they ain't sharing it with nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right, he getting all the toast. Yeah, so that's definitely how they do it.
Yeah.
In Tennessee. Before you get out of here, my boy, who the top five backs in the league right now? Who you like?
Top five backs? Okay. Number one, Cook. Cook. Number two, Zeke. I can't do my boy like that. Number one, Cook. Number two, Henry, then Zeke, then Alvin, and then number five, McCaffrey.
Yeah. See, mine's similar. Mine probably the same. I probably got a different order. You feel me?
Yeah.
Them the five.
What's your order? Let me hear your order.
I just did it. I'm finna show you because I got it in my shit right now. I probably go Dalvin, Kamara, Henry, then McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Who I had in my top five had somebody else, bro. I can't remember. I'm gonna tell you. It's right here somewhere too in these notes right here.
I'm kind of biased with the reason why I always put Cook first. I'm kind of biased with Cook because I feel like Cook is the closest back that can compare to me. I feel like we kind of got the same style.
He do got that same little running style. I don't know where it's at. I got somebody that had Zeke at six. I was going back and forth too, because you know I'm biased with Zeke because I'm from Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I was doing it, I'm like, I gotta put bro in here. I can't remember who it was. I can't think of it. That's what's up though, baby. We catching phase, my boy Chris Johnson. Hey, I appreciate you, my boy. Whatever you got something going, you want to pub up the coffee shop, baby, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Holler at us. Nice little platform. Volume Podcast Network. We'll break it for you, my boy.
Believe that. Thank you, bro.
You already know.